The Traveler's Journal, September 8th, with tips on sending it all back home. Yesterday, we covered some basic customs considerations. But what if you buy things too big to take with you? If something has to be shipped, here's how to ensure your travel trophies arrive in one piece. Dealers who import artifacts for a living have two shipping maxims. One, buy things worth the trouble of shipping, then minimize that trouble. Customs regulations vary both taking items out of some countries and entering the U.S. When buying art and antiques, for example, make sure no local laws prevent you from exporting a particular item. Get a bill of sale that states the item's age and selling price. Make copies. When you buy things of substantial size, weight, or value, the seller should be able to suggest how the item can best be packed and shipped, and offer resources for doing so. Get several estimates from freight handlers, but don't skimp on the packing or the method of shipment. Large items should be packed in wooden crates. You or your trusted representative should be there to observe the packing process to make sure it's done correctly. The quickest but most expensive way to bring things back is on the plane with you. Sending items by ocean costs much less, but can take weeks, and you'll need to have the items delivered once they're taken off the ship. When sending valuable goods, buy insurance, both against loss and damage. Finally, paying cash will get you the best deal, but using a credit card does offer some recourse if things don't arrive as you wish. You'll always arrive as you wish at our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.